Hello and welcome back to the show. My name is Will Walden and I'm your host. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about SpaceX and NASA's moon mission. So NASA is doing a moon mission in 2024. It's called the Artemis mission. And in this mission, NASA will be sending the first woman and the next man to the surface of the moon. And they need partners to do this. They can't do it all on their own. And they've always had partners. NASA hasn't only worked within NASA's government confines. They've always had contractors to help them with these jobs. And before I go any further, I want to say thank you to NordVPN for sponsoring this show. They've been helping me out a lot. You can go to nordvpn.com/spacenewspod if you're interested in a VPN. Very secure way to keep your data safe. Really great people. I use them on my phone. I use them on my computer. Super safe. Awesome stuff. So go to nordvpn.com/spacenewspod. And there's going to be a link in the show notes. And also this show is kind of a dual show. I'm doing this for the Elon Musk pod and also for the Space News pod. I think it's relevant to do it for both. Sometimes I'm going to do crossovers. I do both of those shows. So I thought this was a good one to kind of mix and match. So Elon Musk's SpaceX uses Falcon 9 rockets, right? So that's one of their, that's their workhorse rocket right now. And they have a contract with this company called Intuitive Machines out of Houston, Texas. And what they're going to be doing is launching a Nova C lander that will be headed to the moon in 2021. That's only 2 years away. It's 2019, almost, about a year away. That's in 2020 in a couple months here, and then 2021. Depends on when it's going to happen in 2021, but they're going to be launching this lander to the surface of the moon. So Falcon 9 was also used to launch the Israeli Bereshit spacecraft for its moon mission earlier this year. But the lander, it crashed when it got there. It didn't make, it made it to the moon, but it didn't make it there successfully. So Falcon 9 has been proven that it can do this mission. Intuitive Machines, they specialize in autonomous systems, and the Nova C will make the trip to the moon to do work for NASA itself. So let me go back to the Artemis missions a little bit. So what Artemis is, what they're going to accomplish is sending people back to the surface of the moon. They're going to be doing this for science. They're going to be doing this for exploration. They're going to be doing this so eventually humans can go from the Earth to the moon, live, work, play, etc., make a base on the surface of the moon. And these landers, this Nova C lander, this is the first step to get us back to that sort of area of conduct on the moon's surface. We can't send humans right away. We need to send bots there, robots. We need to send rovers. We need to send things to scan the surface, things to scan the lunar area so humans can get there and they'll be safe, right? And that's what this Nova C program is. And Intuitive Machines, the company, is one of several selected by NASA for its Commercial Lunar Payload Services program. And this is going to send a number of robotic missions to the moon to perform all sorts of different science experiments. And they'll be testing new technologies. So, like I said before, when humans get back to the moon, it'll be safe for them. And that's the ultimate goal, the humans on the moon. We don't just want to send rovers. That's boring. And it takes a long time for a rover to do anything. So having a human there is going to speed up this process. And with Intuitive Machines Nova C, it can carry about 220 pounds of cargo to the lunar surface. It's going to carry about 5 NASA payloads to the moon and transmit scientific data from the experiments back to Earth for about 2 weeks. It doesn't seem like a lot of time, but you can get a lot accomplished in 2 weeks. Well, if you think about it, it's on another world. It's not here on Earth. Like, this is really complicated stuff. And what they can get done in 2 weeks will set the ground rules for the next 10 missions or so 10 robotic missions. They'll be going to the lunar surface. Then after that, of course, humans, and which is the ultimate goal. And then this Artemis program isn't just about sending humans to the moon. It's about setting up an infrastructure where we can send humans to the moon, but also build the things and learn new technologies so we can send humans to Mars. And now SpaceX, right? The Falcon 9 is going to be sending Nova C to the moon's surface, but SpaceX is building Starship. And SpaceX's goal all along was to send Starship, send a spaceship to the red planet of Mars, to the surface of Mars, and drop a plant on the surface of Mars. Like, how cool would that be? That's Elon Musk's vision, is to have a plant on the surface of Mars. And what a cool picture would that be? A picture of a plant looking over the horizon of the red planet, the rusty horizon of Mars. That's the goal. So if this is a portion of what needs to be done to get us back to the Mars, get us to Mars, not back to Mars, but get us to Mars, then SpaceX is going to be part of this Artemis program, and they're going to be leading the way and launching things to the moon. So Intuitive Machines said it also has room for payloads for other customers for its 2021 mission. So if there's something you'd like to send to the moon, anybody out there, get a hold of Intuitive Machines. This article was by CNET.com, by the way, and it was written by Eric Mack. That's where I got all this information from. Awesome. Awesome news for SpaceX. Awesome news for Intuitive Machines, too, because this is a really big step for that company. So I want to say thank you to everybody who's been listening to the show. Thank you so much for NordVPN for sponsoring this thing. I do all these in one take. I don't edit them. And if I miss talk, if I miss speak, if I say something weird, well, it's just the way I talk. So if you're down for that, cool, hit that subscribe button. And I want to say thank you again for everybody who's checked out the show today. It's a kind of a cross promotion between Space News Pod and Elon Musk podcast. Go check out both podcasts on any streaming platform, any podcast platform that you're into. So thanks so much, everybody. Have a great day. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to spend it here with me. My name is Will Weldon, and I'll see you soon.